tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, so I have to tell you guys something that happened. First of all, last week, there's a Blog Talk has kind of a funny little thing that it does. It automatically defaults when you schedule a program to 15 minutes, and I didn't catch that last Sunday, which is why my broadcast last Sunday was only 15 minutes. So we're doing the full hour today. And just wanted to let you know that sometimes when I miss that, my program is incredibly short. What was so funny is I had so many callers that I had to let go of last week, and I'm hoping that some of those call back this week so that I can get them on the air. The other thing I want to talk about is I had a validation of just how powerful we are recently. So here's what happened. So we lost this lovely cat that we'd had. She was 18 in May. And if any of you have ever listened to this program for any extended period of time, you know I'm a huge cat lover. And all of our cats are not purebred. They're all adopted little mutts and they're rescues. Okay. So we adopted this cat years and years ago, and she was 18, and she passed in May, and it was sad, but she was in a lot of pain, and it was time for her to go. Well, one of her kittens, when she showed up at our back door, one of her kittens we still have, and his name's Bart, and Bart went missing about a week after she'd passed, just disappeared. We hadn't seen him for 11 days. Well, somebody on Facebook was kind enough and thoughtful enough to send me a specific meditation to call your lost pet home. And I thought, you know what? I want this cat back. Nothing to lose. So what you do is you stand either in your backyard or in your living room, and you actually do a meditation, a prayer. You fill your heart with love, and then you call for your pet. So pet's name's Bart. And so I stood in the middle of the living room and I said, from all of the love in the bottom of my heart, Bart, I call you home. And then as you do this, you turn 10 degrees. So you ultimately finish an entire circle. Well, if there's any area that feels as though you're getting a pull, you peaking in that area. So for me, that was the southwest as I was doing this. So when I got to that where I was feeling that pull, I was saying, from all the love in the bottom of my heart, Bart, I call you home, right? This is 11 days after he went missing, and 4 hours later, he came home. So I'm just telling you guys, you are way more powerful than you think you are, and the connections that you have with people and critters that love you is way more powerful than you think. But I'm telling you, that happened. I am a truth speaker when I say that that actually happened, and we were overjoyed when he showed up at our back door, the sliding glass door, 4 hours later, meowing and hungry. And so I'm just telling you, from all the love in the bottom of my heart, I called him home, and he came home. So I'm just telling you, any of you that are looking to do that with anything you desire, it doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter if it's a person or a cat. Doesn't matter if it's a goal that you have moving forward. From all the love in the bottom of my heart, I call whatever it is to me. And you do it in a very relaxed, it's going to happen kind of way. Just you're waiting for the divine timing, but that you're open to receive it, whatever it is. So I'm going to go to area code 509. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Good morning. This is Erica from Washington.
Oh, hey. Where have you been?
I've just been in school. I actually finished my bachelor's this week, and I'm ready to begin. I know, it's so stressful, but
okay,
I finished,
but, you know,
and
you finished, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your question for me today?
I'm looking to start off my career as a paralegal. I'm really, really interested in immigration, but I'm open to any other practices, and I applied to 3 so far. I don't know. I was just hoping you see me. It doesn't matter if it's any of the ones that I applied for, or I'm still looking, but I was wondering if you see me starting off at my goal or anywhere else.
Well, here's what I'm getting is that you're going to start a job, according to this, in 11 days. And it's a job you really want because you have this huge card of this personal breakthrough where you actually get to do what you love. So my overwhelming answer to that is you will be working in 11 days. I don't care where it is. So let's say you applied at the 3 places and any one of those would be great. But let's say none of those step forward. But in the meantime, starting tomorrow, you apply any other place. I want you to take whatever first offer comes to you, I want you to take it. But I want you to continue looking so that you can actually be connected in immigration. Because I'm telling you, I think that would be ideal for you. Absolutely ideal. Because here's the thing. You've worked really hard for where you are, right? And and what I'm seeing is that you want to work for a firm that if you move forward to actually get your law degree yourself, that you could do it, all right? So you want to work for a big enough firm that tuition reimbursement is part of the benefits. But your cards are so amazing. You're doing exactly what you need to do. And the other thing is if there's any town hall or public arena meetings that are in your city, I want you to go to them this week because a lot of attorneys go to those. And then you just introduce yourself. You know, it's funny. I got booked earlier this year to do an event for one of the large law firms here, and it was one of the best events I've ever done. It was just so much fun, and the people were just they were smart, and it was really cool. I mean, the whole thing was just a blast. What it's saying here is that I think the initial job, no matter where you get it, is going to be just okay. And then I see you working that job till between, I think you work at that job till about the end of October, and then you change jobs again into the job you really want.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so any job that has to do with, and I would say any law firm, any job that's with any law firm, I want you to take it and then plan to work there maybe 4 or 5 months. And then plan to change jobs to the exact environment you want to work in. But I don't see an issue with you, girl. I actually see that your life is about to go into high gear.
I know. I'm excited to begin. But the other thing is that I'm still in my college town because I'm waiting on my mom to bring the truck so she can haul me out. But
so funny.
Otherwise... do you think that's the best idea, moving to my hometown or staying here in this area?
Wherever you get the job.
Okay.
So, and the neat thing about it is that I want you to look at it as though the universe is opening a door for you no matter where you get the job. So if it is, it's where you graduated college, great. But if it ends up being in your hometown, that's okay too. As a matter of fact, there might be somebody you already know in your hometown that could hire you.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so
Mona, there's a lot of different firms that are advertising themselves, but they want you to walk in, and I'm really good at that. I would be doing that regardless of whether they're or not they're asking, like going towards immigration firms, because I feel like I have luck doing that in person. Even if they're not hiring, they most likely will keep me in mind.
here's the thing, darling, and I think I've already told you this before, is that, and I'm going to talk to you like your Aunt Mona here. Okay, when people meet you, they love you. So 90% of your success is going to be by you just walking in and introducing yourself and saying, I really would like to work here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I'm actually getting that it's where there's, I'm leaning more, now that I've got this vibe with you, I'm leaning more toward where it's in the hometown than it is the college town where you end up getting the job.
Okay. Perfect.
So, all right,
okay.
Gal pal, thanks for the call.
Well, thank
awesome
you
to
for
hear
the
from
insert.
You. Okay,
yeah,
see you
too.
Later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Who's this?
This is Jim from Connecticut. I just wanted to see if I could get on.
Well, you know, here you are. So what's your question for
Good.
Me?
Good. Well, I just got married to my wife, and I just found out that she's Jewish, and she didn't tell me about it.
All right. So I don't know what just happened to that call. So, Jim, if you're still tuned in, call me back. Somehow I just got disconnected from you. That's really weird. All right. So I've got somebody from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. This is Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Oh, okay. So, you know, I was thinking of moving or am going to move. You know what time frame you see for that now.
Okay, sorry. Ask
the
question again. There's something with my phone line, and it doesn't seem like I actually heard your question.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
I'm going to be moving, and I was wondering if you see a time frame for this year, later this year, or next year, and location.
Well, there is it looks like, Lisa, that the way is going to be paved for you to move. So it looks like all these little ducks line up for you. If you were to move now, it feels like you would do it the hard way, all right? If you were to wait till 2018, it looks like a lot of doors open for you. It actually feels like that there's work opportunities, that there's environmental opportunities that you resonate with. It also says you don't have to do it the hard way, and that there won't be a money issue with you waiting until next year.
Okay. Do you see it in-state or out-of-state, if you see it?
It's saying, okay, here's the vibe I'm getting, that the move ends up being easy. Okay, it's an easy move, not a traumatic or uncomfortable move. So it's probably going to be within state, something
mm-hmm.
that's easier for you to do, and maybe even get people around you to help you move instead of spending a lot of money to actually move. And I'm also getting that you're going to start getting rid of things that that no longer work for you or no longer serve you. So these could be items that you might have in storage, or there might be some clutter that it's time for you to get rid of and donate and clear space. And that the more space you clear, what happens is that the idea or the perfect environment ends up coming to you.
Yeah. So, you know, I do wonder with that because, you know, I think, you know, my parents died and I'm getting a third of the house. So I've either got to put, like, there are a lot of things that I am going to take because I plan on buying a bigger place. I can either store them in my place in one room, or I can rent a storage space. I'm kind of leaning towards renting a storage space for a few months because I think, like, the clutter will just upset me as I try to unload things.
Yeah, see,
because I can always send it to charity, whatever I don't want.
Right. Well, and the nice thing about putting it at a storage space is there are some charities that will come and pick it up from your storage space.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah.
So
and then I can take what I want with me to the new place, but not have a lot of clutter in a condo, you know what I mean?
Right. I know. I totally get that. So what I'm getting here is you've got this vibe here where you don't have to do any of it the hard way.
Okay.
And that's what I'm more leaning toward with you, because it seems like in a lot of ways, Lisa, you've done your life the hard way. And
yeah.
I really want you to experience what it's like to actually just have things flow to you.
Exactly, like do it the right way, like really thinking it out what's best for you, not
Absolutely.
Always other people, or not thinking at all. You know,
right,
that leads
right.
to a lot of like bad decisions. So then, like, do you think the money won't be available till next year then? Because I need the money from my, you know, parents.
Here's the thing is that in your connecting with the inheritance part of this, there is it's saying there's about a 4-month wait. It's connected with the number 4. So I don't know if it's 4 weeks. I don't know if it's 4 months. But there's a wait connected with the money. And that's what's really holding you back. And I think that the waiting time is going to be sort of a universe benefit for you instead of you pushing it. So wait till everything is lined up instead of trying to make plans now. And in the meantime, go through and get rid of the clutter around you, because that's where I'm seeing an issue. Now, getting rid of clutter also might mean stepping back from people that are cluttering your life.
Oh, I have done that already. So
all right, good girl.
Just getting
all
rid
right,
of
my
the
friend.
Clutter, and some of it is just giving it to charity, you know. So
yeah,
taking
I get
a deduction.
That.
Okay, God bless
all right,
you.
Gabby.
I'll listen.
Thanks for the call. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Wendy from Sacramento. How are
you? Oh, hi, Wendy. Do you have some good news for me to share this time?
I do.
Oh, tell me everything.
I got the official letter of employment, and I
Yay.
Start on July the 5th. And that is the day before my birthday, so that's my present.
Yay.
And I hope that they love me, and I'll work very hard. And I hope they understand my learning style, because I'm a hard worker, but sometimes they might have to tell me something a few times for it to stick. But I'll
All right.
persevere. And
Wendy.
They will know
Wendy,
that I'm
sincere. Wendy, darling, my mom used to tell me something. And then I totally agree with it. And the thing that she used to tell me is, do not borrow trouble. So when you going into fear, like you're, oh, I hope they don't do this. I hope, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's going into fear, right? And when
right.
you find yourself going into that thinking, I want you to go, everything is lining up exactly for me to have a fabulous job here.
Okay.
Everything
All
is
right.
lining up for me to have a fabulous job. So when you go into that sort of fearful, stinking thinking, first of all, I want you to slow down and stop inventing or creating trouble, right? Because, you know, when you worry about the past, it's depression. When you worry about the future, it's anxiety, okay? And so what it's saying here is you have you're going to be fine at this job. You're going to be
Good.
Fine. And the biggest thing I want you to do is just act as though you're everybody's cousin or aunt there. Act like it's family.
Okay.
Because that's how it's going to feel, as though you're really, truly connected with work. And I also love that it's not very far from your house. I also love that there's no – you really can't poke any holes as to why this would be – anything but a great opportunity for you to work until you retire.
Absolutely. I'm very thankful. And they're going to train me at their Sunset and Sunrise location. Will that end up to be my workplace, or will they transfer me to International, which is still really close to me?
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Your attitude is going to be, wherever you feel I'm the best fit, that's where I will go.
Okay.
You become the queen of flexibility, because you've already done the hard part. You got the job.
Yes.
Okay? and it's been a long time coming for you to actually be able to get to this point where it's not working through a temporary service. It's an actual real job.
Oh, it is, Mona. It's everything I wanted. I learned a lot about manifestation. And ironically, now United Health Group is interested in me. And so they might be contacting me for an interview. But this job that I'm starting at in July is just a godsend. I think it's
okay. Let's not be distracted by other opportunities at this point, Wendy. Let's just go and be fabulous at this new job, because it sounds to me like you manifested the perfect opportunity. Not too far from your house, a great job with great benefits, health care, everything you need till you retire. Let's concentrate on that one.
I will.
All and right, gal pal.
So,
see you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from – hold on, let me take a break a second. Hang in, guys. I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Okay, good. It looks like Jim has popped back on. Let me get him on the air.
With your mom's idea.
Hey, Jim. Jim.
Hello?
Jim, I'm waiting for you, man.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you're not Jim.
No, I'm Chris. How are you?
Oh, hey, Chris. So Jim called earlier, and my computer just dumped his call, and I saw you guys are back on, so here you are. So what's your question for me?
No, yeah, it's not even for Jim. His is minor in comparison. You have a question, and he had referred me to you and said that he loves your program. But my question
is about
that's
my lovely.
Sister.
Well, what's your question for me?
My question is regarding my sister. She lost her husband just a year ago this month.
Mm.
And she's going through some heavy changes. He was very young. He was in his early 50s. And she's got two children, and you know, one with some issues, and just wondering what you see for her. Her name is Lori.
Okay, so one of the things I want to say that today's really, really rough because it's Father's Day.
Of course.
So that's the first thing. The second thing I also want to say is that your sister is a little quirky. And I'm saying it in a very loving way. Like there's
absolutely.
the right way, the wrong way, and her way of doing things. And what she, part of what's going on with this is that you're sending her all the love that she needs to actually have, but she is still not open to receive it. She's still kind of stuck. And what it's saying here is that she has to make the motivation that if she can't do this for her, she's got to do it for the kids. And so what it's saying is that you have to keep nudging her with what quality of life are you showing your kids? Because that will get her out.
She really is a supportive mother, very supportive, puts her kids before herself.
Okay, but wait, here's the thing, is that we know she's putting food on the table and supporting them. We know that that's all there. But here's what she's supposed to show her kids, is that life is a series of endings and beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not gone on to her new beginning. And after a year, it's supposed to start going in that direction. I mean, and everybody has their own level of grief. So supposed to might not be the right word, but maybe a openness to allowing a new part of life to come in, because your sister's really awesome. And it may be that you help her to get into activities that connect her with just a new group of people. For example, like having her learn to play bridge, where she's with a whole different group of ladies than she would ever be with normally, you see?
Right.
But what it says here is that all you need to do is keep sending her the love, all right? Now, I don't know if you were listening at the very beginning of my program, but at the very beginning of my program, I talked about something that happened personally to me where our cat had gone missing, and we called this cat home 11 days after he'd been missing. Now, what I'd like you to suggest to your sister is two things. First, for her to get some information or a book on lucid dreaming, L-U-C-I-D, lucid dreaming. It's where you become aware in your dreaming state, and you can actually call to you spirits that have passed.
Wow. That's
okay.
That's what she's pretty much looking for.
So what you do is you look on Amazon.com for books on lucid dreaming, read the reviews where the reviews seem to be, you know, pretty positive, and then buy her one or two books on lucid dreaming and send them to her. All right? That's the first thing. The second thing is a blessing that I want you to do for her. And the blessing that you're going to do for her is something like this. From all the love in the bottom of my heart, Laura, I wish you guidance and love and blessings.
Absolutely.
Okay, but what you do is you do it every morning. Because here's the thing, is that now that the year of firsts has passed, the year of the first holidays, the year of the first birthday, the year of the first Father's Day, all right, now that all of that has passed, I believe it's time for her to look for opportunities to connect with her husband's spirit.
Oh, she would like nothing more.
Okay. So,
and I have another nephew that's connected with him. And it's not
okay.
His son, it's his, you know, our nephew. So I do believe, but I just wish she could get that.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that remember, Laura's kind of stuck in the right way, the wrong way, and her way. So she's stuck in her way right now. Part of the other grieving process is that she knows in her spirit, she knows in her gut that she's going to have to change things. But the thing is that for her to be able to show her children that you can move forward and have new love and new beginnings even when somebody else passes, even when dad passes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's,
And but it means that she gives purpose to it. So tell me how he passed. What was the issue? What was the cause of death?
He just had a massive heart attack. They had some issues with the school that they were fighting for some services for my niece. And there was a lot of stress, and the school wasn't being cooperative and doing what's legally right. And they were just kind of, the school just was not being cooperative at all. And he was, you know, constantly working with his children on their studies, and she happened to need extra help and doing everything he could. And he had just gone to bed, and he had a massive heart attack and died, and had a meeting with the school the next morning, the morning that he passed, and the school couldn't get in touch with him, called my sister at work, and she knew the second she left. He was up at, 7 o'clock every morning, before he's working at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
He had left early to bring my niece for extra help, to do everything she could do.
Right.
And like I said, the school's very uncooperative.
Yeah.
And she really believes that it was due to all the stress.
Okay.
That
let me 52-year-old man. Right. Well, let me give you a slightly different perspective. Okay. If you even remotely believe that we're here, our spirit is here on this planet many times, if you even slightly open your mind to the idea that we're here by choice, so our spirit comes into this, I believe our spirit comes into this lifetime. We choose our body. We choose our family. We choose the people we marry. We choose our children. We choose all of that when we come in this lifetime, right? But one of the things that we choose when we come in this lifetime is when we leave this lifetime.
Right.
And so the lessons that you and your sister, or sorry, that your sister and her husband signed up for is before they came in this lifetime, he knew he was going to leave at the age that he did. And she knew it too. And that part of what she signed up for to learn from this is this actual period of her lifetime.
Right.
And the reason why I'm suggesting you things that you haven't tried with her yet is because, first of all, I do think that she's going to have the ability to connect with the spirit of her husband through her dreaming state and get to a level of peace with that. I also am looking forward to about 3 years from now when her husband guides her to the man that she ends up hanging with.
Wow.
So in other words, he guides her to a man. I don't know that she'll marry again, but she's going to have this companion of choice where it actually feels like she can go out and have dinners and have fun and go do things with, and she's loved again.
Yeah, he was, she was everything to him. I don't think it could have gone, as terrible as it is. I mean, he was probably in the best place of his life with his older son, which, he was graduating early.
Right.
Things started really coming around, and their relationship was strong. So that part was wonderful.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for the call. And give that a shot, and maybe suggest that she call into my program next week or a couple weeks from now.
We certainly will, and I thank you very much. It's my first time caller, and I'm glad that I called. Thank you for your time, and
all
God
right.
bless you.
All right, same to you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, hold on, let me get them on the air. My computer's running a little slow. Let's go to area code 913. Hello, 913, who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, I'm excited. I've got a meeting regarding some academic stuff at the end of next month.
Yay.
Kind of a big step.
Yay.
And, I'm very excited. So I'm writing on my dissertation.
Okay, so
proposal.
Before you go any further, I got to tell you something right away.
Okay.
So
okay.
With the meeting, there's going to be one guy in this meeting or one person in this meeting that doesn't seem that impressed with you, all right?
Okay.
And what you need to do, according to what I'm seeing here, as he's the one that you've, and I'm getting a masculine energy. He's the one that you need to show that by you being a part of this, it's going to benefit him. So I want you to do a little bit of extra work. It's not about making your presentation fantastic because I already know that that's going to be fine. What I want you to do is I want you to, if you can research the people that you're going to be presenting to before you present to them, then you can speak directly to them.
Okay.
As you're doing the presentation. So you can even say, let's say the guy's name's Bob, all right?
Uh-huh.
So you're doing the presentation and Bob's like kind of sitting there and, you know, he might even be a little fidgety or impatient. Then you call Bob into the thing by saying, you know, Bob, I did a little research on you and I know you're passionate about blah, 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 whatever it is. I just want to let you know how my project's going to contribute to your passion or to your goals or to your project, whatever it is. But you're going to do this totally different than anybody else is going to do it. And then let's say there's Sally. And so Sally is passionate about, you know, young people academics. Let's just say that. So you say, you know, Sally, I've done a little research on you. I'm incredibly impressed by your project with blah, blah, blah. And I want to tell you how this project might contribute to your goals. So for you to take a really, and I'm getting this specifically for you, Andy, so I really know you're supposed to do that. So when you call each of the people out and you say, you know, when I do a project, I'm all in. And I really research the team members of how this is going to work. And then let's say the last guy's name's George. And you say to George, you know, George, I don't know much about you. Couldn't find out a lot about you. But one of the things I wanted to let you know is that I'm incredibly flexible with what your goals are.
Ooh, awesome. Yeah, I love it.
So what happens is that you go with the person that you found the most information on first. And you can even say, I really loved your presentation on TED Talks about blah, 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 whatever it is. What's going to be so amazing about that is nobody else that does any kind of presentation will have taken the time to research the people they're presenting to. So I'm literally saying to you, know your audience.
Audience, okay. Got it.
All right, my friend.
That's great. Thank you so
much. Was that your question?
No, but...
Okay, so what is your question? I'll answer that too.
Well, I'm fretting about, not fretting, but one of the people that's been helping me on my team has gotten a health diagnosis. She just, you know, emailed me. She helps me with some editing and proofreading and just, you know, sending her really good thoughts, but just wondering how, you know, that's going to turn out.
Well, here's the thing is that this was a pull her up by the short hairs wake up call for her, but I don't ultimately see it being a problem. It's like somebody that is feeling a little weird and they go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, you really got to change your diet because you're borderline diabetic. And they turn around, they change their diet. And the next time they go back to the doctor, everything's better.
Yep.
But if that hadn't happened, it wouldn't have been the wake-up call they needed. So I'm getting this more of a big wake-up call for her than anything dire.
Okay.
All right,
that's great news. Yeah.
Thanks for
Thank
the call.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Thanks,
see you later.
Hannah. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Valerie. What's your question?
At work, do you see work coming up within the next month or two, and will I like it?
Okay, so I haven't even turned cards over yet, but what I'm getting is that any job that you can take, even if it's through a temporary staffing service, I want you to take that job. And then, because it's saying the first job you get into, which could happen as quickly as the next 6 days, if you really show your good attitude that you want to get back to work. Because what I'm getting here is the first job you take is kind of boring. You're way overqualified for it. But there's something about a placeholder for you for 8 weeks that's going to be important. Because what I'm seeing here is that the better job comes to you around September 1st. So okay. I want you to do anything that fills up your time that pays you for the next 8 weeks.
Okay. Now,
so what's your – sorry, Valerie. What's your specialty? What line of work are you in?
I'm in the medical field.
Okay. So are you a specialist or a technician, or do you have your RN? Okay. All right. Okay.
But
so I want to – good.
I'm sorry. I wanted a part-time permanent, but it looks like the only thing that's coming up permanent is full-time. And they're close to where I live. My hesitation is that it's full-time. So far as the agencies, I'm not really interested in working for an agency, although I used to do that.
Okay, so here's the thing, is I'm looking at, I'm going to say this in a really gentle way. Do not let your stubbornness
right.
stand in the way of an opportunity. So what I'm getting is some temporary thing you do for 8 weeks, and then it creates for you exactly the right kind of job you want. All right?
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that I don't know why you're resistant to full-time.
I don't either. Although I just want free time. I just want some time. I've already retired, so I don't want to, you know, that's the thing. I
okay.
value time more than I do money.
Okay, so here's what you do is, because I see a reason to celebrate within the next 6 weeks for you. And so what I would do is I would take anything that's offered you, even if it's full time, for the next 8 weeks. And then once they get to know you and they love you, because, of course, once you show your amazing work ethic, that's exactly what happens, Valerie, is that you say, you know, I really would like to go part-time. My ideal hours would be 8 a.m. to noon or 10 a.m. to 2, whatever it is. You say, I really want to go part-time, but I want to work 5 days a week.
Okay.
Or 4 days a week. Because if you
okay.
could, if you could swing, here'd be ideal for you. If you could swing Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 8 a.m. to noon or 1, then you get to have a little extra go spending on vacation money, but you also
right.
get to have a regular connection with a schedule. Because when you have a regular schedule, you're actually better than if you have too much free time.
Right.
So
yes.
So here's the thing with working with an agency. These days, especially if you're a specialist at something, you go to those medical staffing services and you say, I'm looking for a job that's Monday through Friday from either 8 to noon, for 4 hours a day, somewhere during between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., 4 hours a day. And it could be that you work 10 a.m. to 2 to cover all the lunch shifts.
Okay.
But I would go to a temporary staffing service and say, well, you know, I need to make this amount per hour, because it doesn't matter who employs you if you're getting the money that you think you deserve for that part-time status.
Correct.
So if you're
I'm sorry.
Well,
that's
fine. Go ahead.
I am with a staffing agency because what I was doing was I was traveling all over with the staffing agency to different hospitals. But
right.
at this point, I wanted to just get a part-time close to home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I know about you, Valerie. Sorry, I have a friend named Val, and I call her Valerie, and I call her Val. Okay, so here's the thing, Val. I really just want you to show up where you want to work.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would go online to, say, the hospital or medical center that's where you want to work, see what jobs they have open, see if your experience aligns with that job, and then after you apply, wait 2 days, and then show up and introduce yourself to human resources with a couple dozen donuts.
Okay.
Because
right.
it's saying that there's a job very quickly for you, and that it's going to be a little boring or whatever for a couple months, but then you end up getting the real job. So it could be if you have worked with a staffing agency before and they want to send you to all these different hospitals, I want you to call them up and say, you know, I think I've proven myself to you that I'm an incredibly responsible employee by going to all of these different hospitals, but frankly what I'm looking for is just one place. And specifically, I'd like to be in this zip code.
Okay.
Worst they can do is tell you, oh, she's way too picky. We're not working with her. Or they could say, you know what? You have proven yourself to us, and, you know, we may be able to come up with that for you.
Yeah, they did in the past.
Okay. Well, then you bring that up.
Home, but, yeah.
Okay, then mm-hmm. That's what you say, is you say, hey, it's me, Valerie. I just want to let you know I really appreciated it back in, you know, 2015 when you got me this part-time gig close to home. I'm really looking for that again.
Okay. Well, I actually see three positions that's permanent, close enough.
Okay.
But like I said, my only hesitation was that they were full-time. That was the only hesitation.
Okay, but here's the thing. Go to the interview anyway. Let them fall in love with you and say, I really would. Seriously. Let them offer you the job and say, you know, one of the things that would be ideal for me is if this job were, you know, maybe only 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
But full-time hours, so at 8 hours on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But then you have the Friday through Monday off every week, which would be absolutely ideal. Or you decide to work Saturday, Sunday, Monday and have the rest of the week off when you can get really killer travel discounts.
Yeah, that's ideal. Both of those scenarios are great.
Okay, but see, but you wait till they offer you the job.
Okay.
And say, would you be willing to allow me to work 3 days a week? You can pick any consecutive 3 days a week, but could I work just 3 days a week? And if they say no, you're not in any worse place than you are now.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I just want to be busy. Money-wise, I'm okay.
I want you to be busy, too.
I want to be busy.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 631 area code. Hello, 631. Who's this? Hello, 631.
Yes, hello. Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. What's your question?
I was just blow drying my hair. I've been studying as a teacher assistant, and then I want to get back into being a bus monitor for the summer and then in September, so at least I know what I have, and I'm working every day, and I'm putting out to the universe that they call me this week or even tomorrow because summer school starts July 3rd, and then I have a job, and it does keep getting raises there, and I wanted to see what you saw.
Well, okay, it's saying that it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to show up. Okay, so you've already applied to be this bus assistant. They already know you want
the job,
right?
A couple of places,
right?
And I even showed up in person last week. I think it was last Thursday I put my application there.
Okay, well, because here's what I'm getting. Is you not tomorrow, which is Monday, on Tuesday, what I want you to do is show up at the two locations with a couple dozen donuts for each one and drop them off and just give them a reminder that you are ready and willing and able to go to work on July 3rd.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do the donut thing. It'd be kind of weird. I mean, I can call them on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, okay. See, here's the thing, is that if you've worked with either one of them before and you bring donuts, it's actually not a bad thing. But if you feel more comfortable just making a phone call, that's fine. There's a guy here with dark hair and dark eyes that looks like he's going to hire you. Do you recognize him as part of the people that are making the decisions about hiring?
One was I went in person months ago, but I just called him this past Friday, and he has dark hair.
Yeah.
They were waiting to see if the schools who they needed, and it would be for the summer, and if they needed anyone. So I called him a week ago, and then I called him this Friday. So he said he knows my applications, and I'm waiting.
Okay, well, because according to what I'm seeing here, your cards are saying there are three cards that indicate you have to take action. So
I have.
So,
I just,
okay, wait. No. From this moment forward, you still have to take action. So I know you already have, but there's probably dozens of people that have tugged on this guy's coattails asking him for a job. So you need to actually remind him, since it's been a while since you've talked to him, is I would wait till Tuesday. I would call.
Yeah, I just talked to him Friday.
That's fine. Wait till Tuesday, and just call in and let him know that you had. Let me see. You might even say, "Hey, I understand that you're supposed to find out this week about, you know, who you'll be able to hire. So you call up and you say, hey, me, it's Suzanne. I'm just checking in with you to see who you might be bringing on board as of July 3rd.
Okay.
It's
and what about the other place?
I would actually call both places. It's saying that you have to take action to make this happen. So you can't just wait. You have three cards that talk about you're serious about your own happiness, you're serious about your own comfort. You have to take action. I mean, three different cards are talking about there's one more follow-up phone call you have to make. And
so there's actually three bus companies. Should I call all three?
Absolutely.
Again?
Yes.
Okay.
And
but you're saying wait till Tuesday?
Yeah, don't do it on Monday. People are like, now you might hear from one of them on Monday. But what I'm getting here is that Tuesday, numerology, well, actually, I take that back. Tuesday or Wednesday is good. The reason I like Wednesday is because it adds up to the number three. And three is just a really good mind, body, spirit. Things happen in threes. And since you have three companies, I would follow up on Wednesday. Wednesday is an appropriate amount of time for you to get ready to go to work, but you might hear from them before Wednesday.
Well, that would be great. You mean like to interview or get paper or say they have something? Or?
Right, right. But I still want you to follow up.
I definitely will. I was
Tuesday,
even
going to
call Tuesday, but I'll call Wednesday if I don't hear from them.
Perfect. Perfect.
Now, do
and
you
then,
see me keeping one of the jobs until September and all the time?
Yeah, it's saying that it's like a 7-week stint.
Yeah.
That you get.
Well, 6 weeks.
So,
it's a 6-week stint, and then in September they would start up again if they wanted me.
And by the way, they're going to be preferable to people that have had experience, so that makes you a little even more qualified.
You think they're going to keep me in September too?
Okay, stop anticipating the maybes here. The very first thing you need to concentrate on is the follow-up on getting the job, which I actually think you're going to get from one of those three companies. The one I like the best is the guy with the dark hair and the dark eyes.
That's the closest.
Yeah, well, that's the one I like best.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Okay, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Lolita.
Oh,
hey,
Lolita. I only have time for a quick question, so what's your question?
Sure. What is this gentleman I just met, his name is begins with a P. Is he possibly the one that my dad brought in spirit to meet?
Yeah, but it's temporary. It's not, this is not, I wouldn't hang my hat on this one as though he's to be a life partner. I want you to look at him as a placeholder, and I want you to treat him that casually.
Perfect.
Okay, because what I'm getting is, yeah, the angels are guiding all kinds of people to you right now, including spirits from the other side. But what this is saying is that this specific man has a message for you to make you look at something a little differently, and that once you kind of get into that vibe, then everything shifts.
Then is it possible then the other gentleman named Keith will come back? Because he's the one in the life.
Yeah, I don't see anyone from the past coming back right now. What your cards are speaking to is the lesson you need to learn from this one.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702 571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.